This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 minutes after the hour. We're going to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. I'm sure we're all excited about this. People get all worked up about the list that is published by Talkers Magazine every week at talkers.com of the top stories in the news talk radio world, put together, compiled, if you will, by the folks. That was a synonym, Michael. Did you notice that? Put together, compiled.
Compiled, if you will.
Yes, please.
What does if you will mean? Does that mean, do I have your permission to use two words?
Yes, you do. Yes. Okay. If you choose to use if you will, you may do that.
Right, if you will.
You like to do that. Yeah, this could be a whole exercise in wonderment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. The stories of the week of March the 6th through the 10th. Pretty dominant. Well, I'll let you go through the... Does that encourage you to give us enough time to talk about something beside Russia and the Ukraine war? Because there are, in fact, other things going on. Although, if you listen to the radio, you would find that difficult to believe. Anyway, what's going
on? They're hidden in the microscopic recesses of early Sunday morning.
Yes.
At 4:03 a.m. Central Pacific Time.
Yes, Central Pacific
time. I mean, not Pacific West Coast time. I mean Central Pacific Ocean time. Okay, here we go with the chart of wonderment. At number 10, International Women's Day. Bing. At number 9, climate change and immigration.
You know what? Let me interrupt you for just a second. We did on the DJV program talk about some of the women who made fabulous advances, and then I always grouse about the fact that it shouldn't be women, it should be just achievements, but we're so immature that we still separate people out by the color of their skin and their sex and that sort of thing. It seems very immature. But then you look at if we're fighting the way we are, and war is, by definition, immaturity at its worst. And so, you know, you guess you can't expect. There's a lady who's been named the captain of the largest nuclear-powered aircraft carrier in the world, and she got our focal point, or was the focal point of discussion. But there are plenty of other women. You know, the lady who's been put up for the Supreme Court. But I think I say, not taking away from their achievements, it's just too bad that we're still so childish, so immature, that we, you know, are concerned about things like that. And then, you know, you're going to have the discussion that I think we started to last week about the person who's the most qualified. Why should it make a difference what their sex is, what their color, the color of their skin is, you know, that kind of stuff. But we apparently that's still... is part of the growing process. Will we ever get to be mature, Michael? That's the question.
Well, it, as we listen to your diatribe about that, we've all grown more mature, just chronologically. You've just devoted more time to discussing International Women's Day than all the other hosts in talk radio combined.
Okay, so then
I'm kidding with you. The truth of the matter is, you touched on something very interesting, and that is, this is a global celebration, whatever that word means. You know, UN endorsed acknowledgement of International Women's Day, and whereas in the United States some of these issues no longer seem as pressing, around the world women still are persecuted on levels that are shocking to our sensibilities, let alone annoying to our sense of fairness. I mean, we're talking shocking. Yeah, so this is the key to this is that it's International Women's Day, and we should keep that in mind.
By the way, you know, what a wonderful world, what a descriptive world. Talk about speaking visually, shocking. That's a great word. Thank you for using it.
Shocking. I'm still shaking from having uttered it.
Shocking. Okay.
Number 9, thank you. Climate change tied with immigration reform. Number 8, big tech tied with social media. They're connected. Not all of our ties are connected. In some cases they are. In this case they are. And number 7, crime, violence, and race relations. Crime and violence, and often race relations are connected, but race relations is a world unto itself. At number 6, COVID-19. This is the lowest it's been on the chart.
Yep.
Since it first was announced 2 years ago this week by the World Health Organization that this thing called the Wuhan coronavirus, now called COVID-19, was a pandemic. And we're 2 years into that, and now it's number six. Of course, it could be number one if it weren't for all the other stuff going on. sort of obliterated it.
It's kind of nice that it's not.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's what we choose to talk about. And we can only, you know, we can't double track our talking. You know, the left speaker, we're talking about COVID. On the right speaker, we're talking about the war. I mean, it's...
Why not? Everything else is left and right. Might as well do that, too. No more stereo. It's all mono.
It's mono and it's monotop. It's monotonous.
Yes, monotonous.
At number five, 2022 and 2024 elections. We used to talk about how, you know, election season was all the time. Now we talk about two elections at a time.
Right.
We talk about the midterms and the presidential election constantly. Talk about simultaneous discussions. At number four, the January 6th committee investigation and let the convictions begin. At number, well, I don't know. Some people don't think it's happening fast enough. The economy and gas prices are at number three.
Wow.
And gas prices is part of the economy, but that's the major topic this week in terms of economic issues.
Yep.
At number two, U.S.-Russia-China relations. And number one, the Russia-Ukraine war. The People Survey, Brittany Griner, basketball player, number 10, Nancy
Stuck
Pelosi.
In Russia.
Nancy Pelosi at number 9, Ron DeSantis at 8, Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton.
You know what Nancy Pelosi should do? She's really worth herself. She'd offer to exchange, to change places with Brittany Griner so that she could be the hostage over there and bring Brittany home. Wouldn't that be nice?
Is that what she should do?
She ought to do that. Yeah, she's really interested in helping America. Okay, next.
All right, number seven. You should have heard what was going on in my head while you were saying that, as I was deciding whether or not to throw out a few quips about Nancy Pelosi playing basketball, but I couldn't think of anything that was funny nor appropriate.
Okay.
Greg Abbott and Ken, we talked about them. Kamala Harris at number six. She's the vice president of the United States. At number five, Donald
Trump. Oh, geez, that's right, too. Yeah.
At number five, Donald Trump. He still thinks he's president of the United States.
Not for long. He's not a kingmaker anymore. I think he's lost that
status. Let me tell you what we're finding, and I say this very hesitantly because we're just starting to put this research together, and it's not politically motivated. But is Donald Trump losing his luster within the GOP and within the Republican and conservative talk radio community? It appears to be the case.
Well, you want to have an example of that, just as an aside, just for a second? An example of that is the race for a House seat in Tennessee. A lady named Morgan Ortegas said that she wanted to run for this seat. She did so with former President Trump's complete and total endorsement. And it was, as you were suggesting, was, past tense, a surefire way for a candidate to become competitive in a crowded field. However, it has backfired on her. This lady was a former Trump State Department spokesperson. She moved to Tennessee only months ago to run for this seat. And the people who are in Tennessee are furious about this reality. They think, oh, the carpetbagger. Reminds me of when Hillary Clinton moved to New York to run for the Senate seat there. Same thing here. And people don't like it. And they don't like it that Trump was pushing her as hard as they were. And they said that he's irrelevant and she's irrelevant. And she probably is not going to get very far. But I thought it was very interesting that it was built, the argument's built around Trump's endorsement and her moving in, thinking that because she had his endorsement, she would automatically become number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting indeed, and this is something to watch very carefully, both in examples such as the one you've cited, and also just the positions of commentators. Yeah. See, a lot of people are invested in their support of Donald Trump, either emotionally or professionally.
Yeah.
But they're even more invested in their own well-being. And let's just say the debate, the internal debate, the conflict is beginning.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting to follow.
Well, it's very interesting to see other people suffering that same thing. A kid, and this literally is a kid, he's a congressman from North Carolina named Madison Cawthorn, who appears to be about as dumb as a rock, went on record this week in an interview saying Zelensky is nothing but a thug and we shouldn't be supporting him. Well, you can imagine how well that one. He called him incredibly evil.
Well, he is corrupt,
like most of the other leaders of the Eastern European bloc. But for him to be dumb enough, and that's, I mean, after I saw that, I looked at some of the other things he said. He makes Marjorie Taylor Greene look like a member of Mensa. So. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that I care to stand beside you in your statement that Vladimir Zelensky is corrupt, but I guess you have your reasons for saying
I do have my reasons. Yes.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. So
not corrupt in this circumstance, just the way the Eastern Europeans, it's sort of interesting how Eastern European and Russian thinking is. They aim to be corrupt. They're just part of society. Everything over there is kind of corrupt. At least that was my experience in my trips over there. At any rate, he still is a good, he's a beacon of light as far as leadership is concerned. That's for sure, I think. A Jew?
Would you say that Winston Churchill was corrupt?
No, well, I don't know. I suppose everybody is to a point.
Well, that's the point. Where do you draw the line? You know, it's your corruption versus my corruption.
Yeah, right.
They say it takes a certain amount of grease to keep the wheels turning without them, burning up.
All right.
So Trump is 5. Xi Jinping is 4. The aforementioned saint or sinner, Vladimir Zelensky, is number 3. Vladimir Putin is number 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. And there are the talkers' charts for you.
18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like the job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's their editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm nothing in comparison to Michael. I'm the host of the program to a point. But Michael is the most important. And by the way, good hosts...
What are you saying?
I'm saying good hosts always let the guest or the person who is on with him shine. The focus is on you. And not on me. Once in a while, I do get off on a toot, as you acknowledged earlier when we were talking about something that I've, at this point, forgotten about. So here's something that is, I think, very interesting. And when we're talking about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, some of the ancillary things, I love talking about things that are, you know, sort of a side street to the issue. For example, this week, the Lada company, which makes the cars in Russia, shut down. There's no supply for parts because most of the parts come from other countries and they can't assemble any more Ladas because there are no parts to assemble the cars.
Is that what they call the cars in Russia, Ladas?
Lada. The brand is L-A-D-A.
I didn't know Russia made cars.
Yes, they make a Lada.
Well, they used to make a lot of Ladas. Now they make
I'm
a
making
few.
A lot of Ladas now.
A little Ladas, yeah.
A little Ladas. Yeah. And then there's the fellow. Okay, calm down. The station owner who is getting death threats. You know, I think I mentioned this last week. There's a station somewhere in Kansas, I think, that plays Russian programming. He sold his time to the Russians.
We're running a story by him in Talkers today.
Yes, and what does it say?
He basically is against the National Association of Broadcasters for discouraging the airing of Russian-originated programming. He says it's anti-First Amendment. Actually, it's not, but it's his opinion, and we run it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I want to hear this. I want to hear more about that because I did not know. I haven't seen the Talkers. I've seen
it probably isn't even up yet as we're speaking, but it's going in today's news. It's
overview.
It's part of the cycle that we're preparing. Yeah.
Talkers.com. Get the daily news and the list every week, by the way, of the top stories and the top people. Talkers.com. Also at DJVShow.com. So, all right. So this guy is saying that he believes that he's in the right, even if they blow up his station. Somebody's going to blow up his station. Do something horrible.
Look, you know, that's so wrong. That's two wrongs making a bigger wrong.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. Right. But I'm just saying, you know how people are when they get something, they don't know the whole story. There are lots of people, lots of radio stations that sell what we call brokered time. And the Chinese government has bought time on stations. I don't approve of that. I don't think we should be doing that. I don't think we should have, I don't think, this guy's a businessman. So he's doing what he's allowed to do. I think the government should step in and not allow broadcasts in any foreign language, frankly. Period.
Oh, my.
We don't know
my.
What they're saying. But
oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah. No, I mean, oh, my. What is he saying
oh
now?
You're right. And yes, we should arrest those people.
Yes. What have you been waiting for? Absolutely. You're under arrest if you play that stuff. How do we know, though? Seriously. How do we know what the Chinese are saying in Chinese, what the Russians are saying in Russian, what even the Latin shows. You know, there was a study that was done.
I have trouble understanding what some of these people are saying in English.
In English. This depends on what part of the country you're from. Yeah. Anyway, no, I'm serious, though. I remember I'm sure we talked about it here. There was a study done, I don't know, 15 years ago about what the Hispanics were saying. There was swearing and all kinds of things, and nobody paid attention to it because nobody, the FCC, spoke Spanish at the time.
I remember
that. You know, yeah, this is what's going on. Anyway, more from our perch here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 past the hour now.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down.
Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nuclear talks in Vienna between Iran and the United States were officially paused on Friday with no clear timetable for renewing them. Although a draft agreement is ready, Russia inserted new demands Thursday that sanctions imposed over Ukraine will not limit Moscow's ability to conduct trade with Iran. Ned Price from the State Department.
It's really down to a very small number of outstanding issues. But the reason these particular issues are outstanding is because they are among the most difficult ones.
A $13.6 billion emergency package of military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine and its European allies easily won final congressional approval on Thursday. It was attached on a government-wide spending bill that's 5 months late but loaded with pork on both sides of the aisle. Critics of the money for Ukraine fear it's too late as Russian forces are within miles from the capital of Kyiv. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Unlike the much larger Turkish-built combat drones that Ukraine has in its arsenal, off-the-shelf consumer drones aren't much use for weapons, but they can be used as reconnaissance tools to plot Russian invaders' movements. Taras Troyak is a Ukrainian businessman. He was on Fox News Friday morning to discuss how the drones are helping the war effort.
Coordination works like this. So we use a drone to detect GPS point of Russian troops. And then we have a chatbot. It's a government chatbot where we send this information together with pictures. And after this, government decides what to do with these troops. So they can use a bomb or some Ukrainian troops to destroy it very fast. And it works very good in Ukraine. Right now in Ukraine we have a Facebook owners group. There are 15,000 people. Also we train a lot of new pilots, so right now more than 10,000 pilots joined these actions, and we are looking for Russian troops in all territory in Ukraine, including western borders as well.
China on Friday ordered a lockdown of 9 million residents in the northeastern city of Changchun. Amid a new spike in COVID-19 cases in the area, residents are required to remain at home with one family member permitted to go out to buy food and other needs every 2 days. All residents must participate in 3 rounds of mass testing, while non-essential businesses have been closed and transportation links suspended. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer, who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So many programs I do, I forget sometimes what I'm doing. This, how can I forget this, though? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the radio of the charts from Talkers for the week of March 6th to the 10th. Stories, people list, the whole Megillah is here. So we should start a new segment of the program, Michael. Talkers under arrest. So we have the story there. You know, we've had over the years talk radio folks who have sold things who've gotten into trouble. First name that comes to mind is Sonny Block. Some people may remember him. Some people won't. He was around in the 80s and 90s. He went to jail and died in jail because of his shenanigans on the air. Now, maybe that's an extreme example, but there have been other people who've been arrested and convicted of various schemes, selling things on mostly brokered programs, though. Does that need further explanation, do you think?
Obviously, this is a broad topic that you're picking up and a deep topic, but I don't know off the top of my head whether most of those who have been arrested for deeds committed within the context of their radio broadcasts or on brokered shows or worked for the stations. I can't draw that conclusion. There's been so many, and they're all so complicated and different. There's so many laws that can be broken when you're on the radio. So I don't know whether it has to do with brokered shows, but yes, there have been a lot of people who've been arrested in the act of broadcasting, you know, something that they've done. Yeah.
Some people should be arrested for the act.
And then there are a lot that get away with stuff.
No, I'm talking about some of the people that masquerade as talk radio hosts that really are not. I'm not going to listen to any current or former members of that club.
There are people who get arrested in every profession for abusing their license or for abusing the rights of people that come to them for services within a certain profession, certain ethical boundaries. So it's not just broadcasters. It's just, you know, talk radio has become high profile in the last 30 years or so.
Well, I mean, remember,
it's been a long time.
The first person to give his life as a talk radio host for his beliefs was Alan Berg. Remember that at KOA in Denver? When that was like, how many years ago was that? 30?
It was more than 30. It was pushing toward the 40 years ago. It was in the pre-modern era.
Yeah. And he's a great host, though. He was a fabulous talk radio host.
Yeah, he interestingly was a liberal host on a commercial station out west, and he was shot by what's been described as Nazi skinheads.
Yeah, they didn't like him, what he said about that.
In fact, his story was the basis of the play that became a movie called Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And, it goes back. But next week we're going to have a very interesting podcast featuring Ian Freeman, who's part of a syndicated radio show out of Keene, New Hampshire, that has made waves across the country for a long time now. It's called Free Talk Live, and he's been arrested by the FBI. And I'm going to let it stand at that, but I interviewed him while under arrest. He's been arrested now for a while.
Yeah, and I think they've been arrested a couple of times. They got into trouble, but this is real.
Well, he was a radical prankster. He would do things like put money in the meters of parking people and Keene against the law to do that, because then the cops can't write tickets and meet their quota. Or he would go and videotape stuff at courts where they said no video allowing under his First Amendment right. But he's gotten himself into a world of trouble with the FBI over cryptocurrency. It's far too complicated to really get into it now, other than to promote it. Next week we'll talk about it. It'll be posted at Talkers, a one-hour conversation, no commercial interruptions, between me and Ian Freeman about his adventures with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And now, while we have you talking about the MH interview, why don't you just tell us who's on it this week so folks can listen to it at talkers.com or mhinterview.com.
Well, the current one is with the fellow who has made a famous name for himself, Chris. I'm blanking on his last name.
Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen, and he's the guy that has arrested like over 400 predators, sexual predators, online, and he talks about To Catch a Predator and all of that stuff. It's very interesting indeed.
You know,
it's at mhinterview.com.
The reason that's good, what that does, for me anyway, and for those of us who have been doing this for a long time, there was a, formerly before we became so crazed about politics and the Republicans being right-wingers on the air, there were a lot of people who did things on the air that were a result of either getting a tip, and they would... Jerry Williams was great for that in Boston and New York and Chicago when he was doing... He'd take a story and they'd find something wrong, or they'd find some... It was something that the host would focus on and stick to and follow it through. You know, there are guys who stopped a lot of things because of their voices on the air. Vox Populi, I think some people used to refer to it as he, and I remember him again stopping. The governor wanted to put a prison in a town, and the town was small. That's why they wanted to put it there, because they figured there'd be no resistance. And Jerry Williams took on the task and managed to get that building defeated. Yeah. Those are the advocacy days of talk radio.
Yeah, Jerry Williams also was most famous for overturning the rule to put seatbelts in cars. Eventually they got it, but when they first did it, he had it postponed, and it was through his populist broadcasts. We had a lot of muckrakers back in that day.
You might
remember our mutual friend attorney Mike Siegel.
Yeah,
made a big name for himself across the country.
He's still around, too, isn't he?
He's still around. He's semi retired. He still dabbles in it and writes. He wrote a book and. He's a good fellow. He was a very, very, very big, powerful voice in Seattle talk radio.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. His was a case where he went too far. He in terms of his career, he was the king of Seattle talk radio, and then he went into national syndication and never quite regained that stronghold that he had in Seattle. Sometimes it's wise to stay where you are. Mm-hmm. Not water it down by going.
Well, everybody thinks they can be a national. If they do well locally, everybody wants to. You see ads in the various trades. I don't know that I'm trying to think of what I've seen in talkers for people who want to be a host. You want to be a host? Call me. I'll make you a star. You know, some radio consultant suggesting that, you know, he can. It's kind of like going. Well, I was about to trip myself up, and I think I'll stop before I get myself into trouble.
You're learning.
Editing my thoughts, if you will.
Yeah, so that extra split second can save your life.
I never, you know what? And I think you and I have talked about this at one point. Now, I used to never think about what I said, and some
that
people said,
obvious.
"Well, that was a question."
I'm just kidding you.
I'm kidding. No, I would say whatever came into my mind. I was famous, if you will, or infamous for saying not things that were necessarily bad. They were either silly or maybe they weren't too smart. But we called it free form at the time. You're just talking about free talk live, these guys, in New Hampshire. But that was in the day when we didn't feel like we needed to be edited. You know, Imus, certainly a disciple from that, he said whatever came into his mind. So did Howard Stern. I wasn't cut out of that cloth, but I did sort of, I used to say things that seemingly were ridiculous. Or, you know, I'd have my theory about where humans came from, outer space, and people would think that I was certifiable. You know, stuff like that. And now, I mean, I still say that. I still talk about my theory there. But I will think about stuff. It'll come. What's the old expression? Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion.
Well, that's where the action is. The action is in that micro time, that plank time between when the thought occurs to you and when it comes out your mouth.
Your mouth.
And sometimes if you slow it down and you actually analyze the thought process that goes on in that split microsecond between
but
the
isn't
thought
that
and
what
the
makes
utterance.
It entertaining? Isn't that what makes it fun?
Well,
isn't that
that's
it
what that's yeah, it's true. It makes it entertaining, but it also there's a risk, there's a downside.
Well,
to
now there is.
Well, there always was. There always was. There's always been things that are taboo. It was just different taboos. That's all.
Remember the time I talked about Jesus and a prostitute, and I got thrown off of a station down in North Carolina. You knew that was a long time ago, but
well, now you have the opportunity if you pursue that to be thrown off of hundreds of stations.
Right, not just one.
I frankly don't remember that story, but I'm not going to egg you on to repeat it.
Thank you.
Because I don't know if there's a statute of limitations involved in,
on
that.
Stupidity.
but the whole thing about the split second between thought and action is where the action really is.
Yep, it is. And that's what makes talk radio, the good talk radio hosts and good talk radio programs, is so entertaining. We continue in a matter of moments here. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, it's 45 after the hour.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop.
Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at FreeReportFast.com. That's FreeReportFast.com. FreeReportFast.com.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
My sign is a potential customer's first impression, so it needs to be perfect.
It's possible at Staples.
There are four other bakeries within five blocks of here. My shop needs to stand out.
Also possible. With Staples Print and Marketing Services, small businesses can print big with wide format signs and banners. Right now, get $10 off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Create your sign at Staples, the working and learning store, N326. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
All right, so we have a minute or so here, Michael. The idea of the I'm back sort of stuck on good talk radio hosts and what they do and how they perform and
well,
who
here's
decides.
One for you. How about John DePietro of a small station in Rhode Island, WNRI?
Yep.
He decided at his
this
own
program
expense,
is aired on WNRI, Woonsocket.
Yeah. And he picked himself up and went to the border at the Ukraine-Polish border, and he's broadcasting back to his station on his smartphone, interviewing the immigrants and the refugees as they're coming across the border.
He used to be in Providence and then got in, I think he got into a problem, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, he's a good broadcaster, and that's exciting. Thank you for filling us in on that story here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, so here's the question. Is this from the current soundtrack of West Side Story or the original soundtrack, Chuck Curry?
Current.
The current one. How much different? I remember, it seems to me, reading when this first went into production, that Spielberg used the exact same script from the first go-round. Was that true?
No, he didn't. No, it's not true. All the songs, obviously, are the same. I think it's the best music of any musical of all time, but he takes scenes from the original, he tweaks them and he puts them in different locations, and in some instances he has different characters sing different songs and characters from the original. I thought he did a masterful job. I think it's one of the best directorial efforts Spielberg's had in at least 15 years, and I think it's a terrific movie. I've been watching it at my ice cream parlors, both on Disney Plus and Netflix, and I didn't really have anything to open the show with today, so I gave some thought to this, and I said to myself, because I looked at, when you turn on Netflix, it tells you their top 10 shows for the day, or movies that people watching, and West Side Story was not one of the top 10, and it did not do well in theaters, despite the fact that critics loved it. I thought it was a terrific movie, and I say to myself, why do people not want to watch this movie? And it's great music, but maybe I say to myself, because it's sad at the end, and they don't want to watch anything that has...
They know it's sad at the end.
I mean, that didn't stop Titanic in 97 from making $2 billion. I mean, I don't have the answer to that question. You know, when I first saw this trailer before the movie came out, I said to myself, boy, this movie's going to be a big hit. You know, it's, you know, people like romance, great, it's a lot of people going to see this film, and the exact opposite, and I don't get it.
All right, so now let's talk about romance and romantic movies. At theaters now is the movie Cyrano with the, how do we call him, height challenged? He's a dwarf, but what do we call him? I forget the guy's name. That is Cyrano in the movie, but it's been highly promoted. I mean, there are ads for it everywhere, and you wonder how it's doing.
Star.
David, what's his name?
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage, that's right.
Game of Thrones. And, you know, if you read his background, he's a really interesting guy. He was dirt poor, living in an apartment, had no money, and was rejected over and over for acting gigs, and then, you know, caught a break. People liked him. He's a very good actor, and
yeah, he is. I agree.
Now this movie's gotten some. You know, this is what they call art house fare, Doug. But the problem with the art house model is the people who see these movies, more sophisticated, what they call adult oriented, character driven movies. Post COVID, they haven't really gone back to the theaters like younger people, and that is a big problem for smaller independent movies theaters throughout the country.
Right, so
I can attest to that because I helped run one in
East Strasburg,
and it is definitely a huge problem.
All right, so the movie Dog with Channing Tatum, that's a
done pretty
nice,
well.
Looks like friendly. That's done well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's done pretty well. Yeah, here's the thing: it was only the production cost on that film was only $15 million, and it looks like it's going to surpass well over $50 million domestically at the box office. So that's good.
And half of the money went to Tatum for his acting. Probably that's probably. And
I think he co-directed it. I'm assuming he's a big part of the financial structure.
Yeah.
Of the film, he didn't take anything. He took a back end piece. I don't know. That's a good way to go because if you take a back end piece and the movie hits,
right,
you could do really well for yourself.
That's the kind of movie I like to go see. I haven't seen it yet, but I'd like to go.
I like that stuff too.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling you off air, there is really no big movie opening this week in theaters. The Batman will be number one for the second straight week. I said to you off air before we went on last week, and the Batman equated to 80% of all ticket sales in one weekend, which really tells you the difference in the overall model.
But remember,
there is a big Netflix movie called The Adam Project, which is a homage to 80s movies and a time travel family-friendly movie starring Ryan Reynolds, Sean Levy, who directed
See, that should be in the movie house.
Free Guy is the director. Yeah, it should be, but it is what it is. It's not.
So when we were talking about Death on the Nile, that was another movie that did better than expected when it first came out. It's still in theaters. How has it done overall? Do you remember?
It's done okay. I don't think it's done as much as the studio wanted. Having said that, they have greenlit another entry in this franchise with Kenneth Branagh returning to star and direct. So, I guess the theatrical money, and they realize streaming, it'll be popular.
Yeah.
So they greenlight these films a little bit quicker.
Yeah. I forget the next Agatha Christie movie, novel, but you'll probably take it from that. Okay, Chucko, good job. Look forward to talking to you on Monday when we can review the box office totals for the weekend here on the DJ.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.